愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
下午我们继续来看信仰的危机。
So this afternoon we will continue studying the faith in crisis.
到底信仰上遇到什么危机？
And what types of crises we face in our life?
早上我们讲的第一点就是失落的爱心。
And the first point we brought up this morning was the loss of our first love.
第二个危机。
And the second
crisis. 我们遇到烈火的试炼。
Is when we undergo the trials of the fiery fire.
我们看启示录的第二章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录的第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
第八节到第九节。
Verse 8 to verse 9.
第八节到第九节
，From verse 8 to verse 9，
一起读。
Let's read together。
一二三，
and、
你要写信给四美拉教会的使者说，那首先的、末后的、死过又活的说，我知道你的患难、你的贫穷，
poverty,
你却是富足的，
rich,
也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话。其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦议会的人。这是圣灵给士美拉教会的信息。
So this was the message that the Holy Spirit gave to the church in Smyrna.
这里说圣灵知道你现在遇到什么困难。
So here it says the Holy Spirit knows your works and tribulations.
很奇妙，士美拉教会并不是富有，也不是很有知识。
So it's very interesting to see how the church in Smyrna was not very wealthy or very intelligent either.
但是他们却没有被圣灵责备他做的什么不好。
But they were not rebuked by the Holy Spirit for doing something wrong.
圣灵说，我知道你在受苦。
But rather, the Holy Spirit tells them that I know that you are undergoing tribulation.
在七个教会里面，只有两个教会没有被责备。
Among the seven churches, there were only two churches that were not rebuked.
四美拉是其中一个。
And Smyrna is one of them.
证明他行为比较完全。
So this proves that their works were more perfect.
原来我们一个人是要遇到考验、苦难，我们信仰才会慢慢比较完全。
In our journey of faith, we need to encounter these tribulations in order to achieve perfection.
但是如果这个试炼太大，我们也怕承受不了。
But if these tribulations are too great, then we might not be able to bear it either.
那到底士美拉教会遇到什么的考验？
So what types of tribulations did the church in Smyrna face?
这里也讲到几点。
Here it brings up a few points.
第九节所说的。圣灵说，我知道你的患难，就是很艰难的一个环境。
So in verse 9 it says, I know your tribulation, and so this is a very difficult situation.
当时所说的考验呢，就是患难。
So at the time, the test that they had was these tribulations.
对我们今天的信徒来说，所谓的患难可能是失业啦，生病啦，得癌症啦，这种就是对我们来说很大很大的患难了。
So for us as members today, our tribulations may be losing our job or falling ill or having cancer. These are all forms of tribulation.
或是家人有人离世了。
Or maybe someone in our family has passed away.
这个就是很大的患难。
These are all big tribulations.
但是当时的患难是什么一回事？
But for the people of the time, what were their tribulations?
就是因为信耶稣被打。
They were persecuted because of they were Christians.
我们看使徒行传的第五章。
Let us look at Acts chapter 5.
第四十节。
Acts chapter 5 verse 40.
使徒行传五章的四十节。四十节。
Acts chapter 5 verse 40.
四十节，我们一起大声读。
Let us read together.
一二三。公会的人听从了他，便叫使徒来，把他们打了，又吩咐他们不可奉耶稣的名传道，把他们释放了。这是第一次使徒被打。
This was the first time the apostles were beaten.
之前呢，这是被叫来恐吓了，警告他们不要传福音。
Before they were brought to these people and they were threatened and told not to preach the gospel.
之前是用嘴巴的。
Before they used their mouths.
这一次呢，是用棍子的。
But this time they used sticks.
就是说，你再先打一顿再说，然后警告你不可以再传，再传我就再打你。
So I'm currently beating you in order to give you a warning not to preach, and if you continue preaching, then I'll continue beating you.
再传的话，把你关起来。
And the more you preach, then I will put you in prison.
哦，这个就是患难。
So this is the tribulation.
跟我们所想的患难有点不一样。
And it's a bit different from the tribulation we think about usually.
今天如果我们在灵恩会中间，有警察，当然美国是暂时不会了，但如果有警察跑进来，把我们全部抓到看守所里面，先打一顿。
If we, for example, are having spiritual convocation and there is a police officer who brings us and beats us.
好啦，那叫你，你明天，礼拜六，你不可以再去聚会。
And tells us that tomorrow, on the Sabbath day, you cannot come to worship.
这个灵恩会马上要解散。
Then, and the spiritual convocation must end now.
好啦，那请问你还会不会想聚会？
Then I ask you, will you want to continue coming to service?
我们聚会都很舒服啊。
Oh, all of us are having worship comfortably.
你看早上要菠萝包。
In the morning we have pineapple buns.
是 Pacifica 教会还有早餐呢。
And Pacifica Church
还有菠萝油哎，广东人最喜欢吃的。
Has breakfast for everyone and also coffee.
哇，然后吃的饱饱了才开始第一堂。
And we all are full when we start our first session.
听了没几堂又吃饭了。
And not long after we have our lunch again.
有牧道者说，怎么一来就吃饭了？
So there are some truth seekers who ask, how come we eat right when we arrive?
又有越南包。
And there's also
Vietnamese
buns.
早上菠萝包，下午越南包，晚餐不晓得什么包。
The morning there's pineapple buns, and for lunch there's Vietnamese buns, and for dinner.
大家都想睡觉了，现在啊。
And we eat until we might fall asleep.
大家还 complain, 哇，今天好热啊。
And there are people, and we also complain that it's so hot today.
没冷气，怎么没冷气？
Why is there no air conditioning?
因为平常很冷嘛，最后这两天那么热。
Usually we are very cold, but today we have hot weather.
你看这个椅子多多软。
And we can see how soft these seats are.
灵恩会就是这样吃饱饱，在外面听道理。
So the spiritual convocation is held where we are full and we listen to the sermon.
听完到还开着轿车回家。
And after we
从出门到回家不用走十步路。
After listening to our sermon, we drive comfortably home and then we don't need to walk that much.
那我们还嫌呢，怎么灵恩会那么长？
And yet, sometimes we might think, why is spiritual convocation so long?
对对，我们太舒服了今天。
It is too comfortable for us today.
当时的基督徒，第一代的基督徒，他们是冒着被不是被骂、被打、被下监牢啊来信耶稣的。
For the first generation of Christians, they were beaten and they were persecuted for being for coming to worship Jesus.
你不信耶稣，不会遇到这些患难。
If you do not believe in Jesus, then you will not face these tribulations.
你信耶稣，马上遇到患难。
But once you believe in Jesus, then you will face these tribulations.
你信不信？
Will you continue believing?
我们今天布道会都是叫人家来信，哇，恩典哦，平安哦，喜乐哦。
For our evangelical services, we are welcoming people to come and worship.
但是其实信耶稣就是要遇到患难。
But believing in Jesus involves facing tribulations.
但是士美拉教会他忍受住了。
And the church in Smyrna was able to endure.
再来第二章启示录第二章的第九第八节说第九节说你的贫穷
In Revelation chapter 2 verse 9, it also says your poverty.
信耶稣信的越来越穷，你信不信？
If you continue believing in Jesus until you become more poor, then will you continue believing in Jesus?
今天我听到一些弟兄姐妹见证，哇，信了主十年了，我房子也买了，哇，经济改善了。
There are some members who have shared with me that I have believed in Jesus, the Lord for tens of years, and now I'm able to buy a house.
但是当时的信徒是越信越穷。
But the members of the time, when they continue believing, they became poorer and poorer.
为什么？
And why was that?
因为你是基督徒啊，我排挤你啊，我不给你工作啊。
Because you are a Christian, I will discriminate against you, and I will not give you work.
还有呢，政府来充公你的家产啊。
And the government will come and take over your possessions.
哇，把你的有的钱都拿走啊。
And they will take away the money that you have.
你越信越穷。
And the more you believe, the poorer you become.
物质上来说是这样。
But this is so materialistically.
你信不信？
Will you continue
believing? 但是圣灵说，我知道你越来越穷了，没有关系。但是你在天上你是富足的。
But the Holy Spirit says that I know that you are in poverty now, but in heaven you are rich.
再来呢，第九节这里说，第三样，信仰因为信仰被毁谤。
And it continues saying that
犹太人所说的毁谤话。
There are slander of those who say they are Jews.
毁谤就是破坏你的名声啊。
These are These are people who ruin your name.
当时基督徒这个名字不是像今天这样，我们今天是西方社会，基督徒没有什么不好。
At the time, being called a Christian was not the same as how Christians are viewed in Western culture.
当时基督徒这个名字一开始是一种负面的这种感觉在里面的。
When the name of Christians first came out, it was a negative label to have.
就是基督的人啊。
And they are the people of Christ.
整天讲基督。
And all they talk about is Christ.
基督就是那个被钉十字架的罪犯。
And Christ is the sinner who was crucified on the cross.
你们这些人就是跟他一样。
And all of you are the same as him.
所以基督徒一直被毁谤。
So these Christians were continued to be blasphemed against.
这个道理，使徒所传的道理也一直被毁谤。
And the gospel that these apostles preached were also spoke blasphemy against.
我们看使徒行传二十八章。
Let us look at Acts chapter 28.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
八章二十八章二十二节。
Acts 28 verse 22.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
使徒二十八章二十二节，一二三。但我们愿意听你们的意见如何？因为这教门，我们晓得是到处被毁谤的。哇，这个教门啊，这个基督教啊，是到处被人家说不好的。
So here it says that this Christianity is spoken against everywhere.
当时的士美拉教会主后大概五六十年左右，就是遇到这三样困难。
And so the church in Smyrna, 50 to 60 years after Christ, they faced these tribulations.
肉体被逼迫。
They were persecuted physically.
财产被充公。
Their possessions were taken.
名声被毁谤。
And their names and statuses were taken away.
就是差一条命还没被拿走而已。
There was only one life left to lose.
但是很快啊，可能还有一些人会失去生命。
But it was very soon that some of them would have lost their lives.
这个就是末世其中一个很大的信仰的危机啊。
So this is one of the greatest crises in a person's life.
就是你信了主之后，越信越苦，越信越困难。
Which comes when, as you continue believing in the Lord, that your life becomes poorer and harder.
这个会在主耶稣来之前实现。
And this will come about before Jesus comes again.
当大逼迫开始了。
When the great persecution comes again,
我们的情况会很大的改变。
Then our situations will change drastically.
有一个美国同工告诉我。
There was an American coworker who told me.
我们美国教会的开始啊，五六十年代开始，一开始大家都留学生，都很穷，没有钱。
When the church started in the 60s, everyone was an exchange student, and everyone didn't have much money.
但是要聚会。
But they wanted to come to worship.
教会没钱。
But the church had no money.
就买教会都买在比较不好的区。
So the church was purchased in areas that were not so great.
那真正有教会开始富有起来了。
But then the church began to become wealthier.
是过去二十年的事情。
And this was something that happened 20 years ago.
大家毕业了，工作了，社会上有成就了。
When everyone began to graduate and they began to become more successful.
我们的物质上大大的改变，生活也很舒服。
And materialistically, there was a great change, and everyone was living more comfortably.
但是大家不要太放松，不要以为就一直会这样到主耶稣再来。
But let us not be too relaxed and think that it will always be like this before Jesus comes.
这个叫做风暴前的平静。
This is called the calm before the storm.
刮大台风之前啊，都有一段时间特别安静的那个海边呢。
Right before a great storm comes, there is a peace that is on the water.
到时候那个大风形成了，打到来这边的时候，就会很大的改变。
But once the great winds come and hit us, then there will be a great change.
所以为什么神会让教会遇到试炼呢？
So why does God allow the church to face tribulation?
首先，为什么会有试炼？
First, why are there these tribulations?
第一个原因就是魔鬼的攻击。
The first reason is the attack of Satan.
第十节，我们读第十节。
If we look at verse 10,
第二章的第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
一二三。
Do not.
你将要受的苦，你不用怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日。先读到这里哈。主耶稣还告诉他们说，你将要受的苦，你不要怕。
Jesus tells them, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about."
哇，患难还不够啊，贫穷还不够啊，毁谤还不够啊。
Are tribulations, poverty, and blasphemy not enough?
还没结束。
It hasn't ended yet.
还有一样要来。
There's one more thing coming.
下监牢。
Which is to be thrown into prison.
甚至可能有人会死在监牢。
And some may pass away in prison.
这个就是最后最大信仰的危机， 就是要你的命。
This was the last and the greatest tribulation in their faith, which was their lives.
我们来先停下来想一想啊，如果今天是你，
So we can think about whether if it was us.
信耶稣信到舒服的生活也没有了，财产也没有了，名声也没有了，那还要再信吗？
If we believed in Jesus until we no longer have a name or any possessions, or and we lose even our lives, will we want to continue?
会不会再信？你想想看。
Will we continue wanting to believe?
每个人要很诚实回答这个问题。
Everyone needs to honestly respond to this question.
如果你信耶稣的原因是物质舒服的生活，物质的祝福的话，
If the reason why you are believing in God is for a comfortable and materialistic life,
那很可能当这些东西被拿走了，你就不要再信了。
Then it's very likely that once these things are taken away, then you will no longer believe.
除非你信耶稣不是为了这些。
Unless the reason why you believe in Jesus is not because of these things.
你为了一样比这些东西更宝贵的。
You are believing for something that is even more precious than these.
但是魔鬼会攻击你啊。
But Satan will attack you.
因为魔鬼会在神面前控告信徒。
Because Satan will come and speak against the members.
就好像魔鬼在神面前控告约伯一样。
Just like Satan came before God to speak against Job.
神跟魔鬼说，你看看我的仆人约伯。
God told Satan, "Look at my servant Job."
你看有谁可以像他那么正直完全？
Who is like him that is blameless and upright?
这个魔鬼也会呛神啊。
But even the devil would speak back to God.
哎呀，你保护他，又围栏围着他，又赐给他那么多东西啊，等于说早上要菠萝包了，下午要越南包了，吃的饱饱的了。
It is because you have protected him and placed a border around him, and you have fed him pineapple bread and Vietnamese bread.
还有荷包了。And
also,
钱赚了那么多了。
You have so much money that you have given.
他怎么会不信你？
How can he not believe in you?
对不对？ 你在做工作那么好，身体那么健康，家庭那么美满，怎么会不来聚会？
Your life is so good, your job is so nice, and you have such a nice family. How can you not come to church?
所以魔鬼就控告约伯。
So the devil spoke against Job.
你围着篱笆，他当然信你啊。
You put such a nice fence around Job, of course he will believe in you.
他信你就是利用你的意思了。
And he's saying that Job is taking advantage of you.
你把这些东西拿走，他马上弃绝你，马上离开你，还咒住你，还咒骂你。
And once you take these things away, he will immediately reject you and even curse you.
因为魔鬼太了解人性了。It's
because Satan knows the human nature too well.
因为很多人拜神是在利用神。
Because many people worship God in order to take advantage of God.
神意不祝福他了，他就抱怨了，埋怨了。
And once God stops blessing them, then they will reject God and they will complain.
所以神说好，在你手中，你只要不拿他的命。
So God said, "Okay, I will give Job into your hand as long as you do not take his life away."
所以魔鬼就开始攻击约伯了，就试炼了开始。
So the devil begins to attack Job, and this was the start of his trial.
所以有时候我们受试炼了，没有什么原因的，你想不到自己到底犯了什么罪啊，或者是什么软弱了，有时候你没有办法得到这个答案。
And so sometimes when we are going through tribulations, we may not be able to think of any sins or transgressions we have committed.
不一定是因为你做的不好，才是你得癌症。
And it's not always because you have done wrong that you have cancer.
或者是你不热心，你才遇到意外。
Or that you are not fervent, so that you encounter unexpected situations.
我们人常常都是有把这些东西关联起来。
Many of the times we like to connect these things
together. 当然我们要反省自己有什么要改进的。
Of course we need to reflect on ourselves to see how we can improve.
但是试炼发生的时候，也就是魔鬼在灵界的攻击我们。
But when these trials come, it could be an attack coming from Satan spiritually.
这个是有可能，只是我们当时不知道。
And this is possible, but we might not know it at the time.
但是从另外一个角度来看，
But from another perspective,
我们刚刚早上讲嘛，危机危机啊，危险也是机会。
In the morning we talked about these crises, and these can be dangerous situations that turn into an opportunity.
你不想遇到这个试炼。
You do not want to meet this trial.
但是神把你放在试炼里面。
But God put you in this trial.
这个时候怎么办？
And what do you do?
你要把它变成荣耀神的机会。
You have to turn it into an opportunity to glorify God.
我们再重复一次。
And we can repeat this.
要把试炼变成可以荣耀神的机会。
You need to turn your crisis into an opportunity to glorify God.
试炼不一定是负面的事情。
And these trials are not necessarily negative.
也不是因为你很差，神才熬炼你。
And it's not because you are very weak or weak that God is training you.
或者是你犯了什么罪，神才让你遇到这些事情。
Or that you have committed some sin so that God is allowing
this. 神要用你证明人，就算失去神所给他的，他还是相信神。
But it is God testing us that even if we lose what God has given us, that we will continue believing.
这个就是试炼的真正的目的，让我们荣耀神。
This is the true purpose of these trials, which will allow us to glorify God.
所以我们来看这个第，接下来看这个第十节啊。
So if we continue reading verse 10,
我们再读第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
一二三。你将要受的苦，你不要怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，要在他里面被试炼。你们必受患难十日，你不要自始忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。魔鬼为什么会让基督徒，当时的基督徒下在监牢里面？
So why would the devil allow the people at the time to go into prison?
利用罗马帝国，利用犹太人逼迫基督徒。
They use the Romans and the Jews to persecute the Christians.
很简单，就是你下监牢，你就不信了，你可能就离弃神了。
And it would be very easy for them to stop believing once they entered into prison.
但是神容许这个事发生。
But God allowed for this to happen.
神容许基督徒下到监牢里面，在监牢里面荣耀神。
God allowed these Christians to be thrown into prison to glorify God in prison.
什么荣耀神？不是坐在会堂听道理荣耀神呢？
And this glorifying God was not sitting in a chapel to glorify God.
我们今天很多人坐在这边听道理啊，当然你来聚会也是荣耀神啊。
Many of us come here to the chapel to worship God, and of course you are glorifying God.
但是舒舒服服的吃菠萝包、越南包。
But you are comfortably eating pineapple buns.
没有什么荣耀神，有的吃谁不想来
？And this is not much glorifying of God because
你要人多来很简单啊。
Come to eat, and many people, it's easy for many people to come.
改吃龙虾。
And if you change to
晚餐牛排，要宣布给所有的 community， 今天晚上 open house 就 steak。
And for dinner, if you serve steak, then you can
你看人多不多?
announce it to everyone in the community, and you will see whether or not there are a lot of people.
现在 inflation 那么高啊，牛排很贵啊。如果你今天一人一块 salon steak 啊，我看也要做满也很简单。
And because of inflation, now the prices of meat is so expensive. So if you were to offer steak, then there many people want it.
舒舒服服的得恩典来教会，这个不叫荣耀神。
So coming comfortably to worship God in the church, this is not called glorifying God.
被抓到监牢了，吃牢饭了，你还在聚会，你还在赞美。
But rather, if you are thrown into prison and you are eating the prison food, and yet you are still able to praise God.
我们看《使徒行传》十六章。
Let us look at Acts chapter 16.
这个就是荣耀神，十六章二十五节。
Acts chapter 16 verse 25.
使徒十六章二十五节。
Acts chapter 16 verse 25.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
大声读，因为中午很想睡觉啊。中午那个越南包太好吃了。
Let's read aloud together.
大声读。我们要战过，战胜自己的睡觉虫啊。
Okay.
啊，二十五节，一二三。
Let's read together. 25. But
约在半夜，保罗和希拉唱诗、祷告、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听啊。我们不要只是读，也要想象当时的情况。
So let's not just read this, but also imagine the situation at the time.
二十二节说，保罗、希拉被棍子啊打了一身啊，全身肿。
So in verse 22, it says that for Paul and Silas, their clothes were torn off and they were beaten.
还有他们是剥掉衣服打的，不是穿的这个冬天外套打。
They were not beaten with their winter clothes, but rather they had their clothes torn off.
以前我很调皮，爸爸妈妈要打我用藤条，我就赶快多穿几条裤子。
When I was younger,
打得没有那么痛。
And more mischievous, I would when my parents would want to hit me, I would wear more layers of pants.
那好了，他保罗现在是脱光衣服被打。
But Paul was stripped of his clothes and beaten.
不是手打，用棍打的，那个腰啊、脚啊，可能都没断，也是肿起来了。
And he wasn't beaten with hands, but rather with rods, and so his hips and feet must have been swollen.
用木狗把他锁上。
And he was secured with these stocks.
很痛啊，又饿又累。
It was very painful. He was hungry and he was tired.
这个时候应该做什么
？But at this time, what should he do?
我们可能就埋怨神了。
At this time, we might complain to God.
信到这样子, 还要信吗?
If I believe in God until this happens, will I continue believing?
但是保罗西拉在监狱里面带着木狗, 身上肿了, 还要唱诗, 赞美神。
But Paul and Silas within that prison room were secured with stocks, but yet they were praying and singing hymns.
这种唱诗比穿得漂漂亮亮站在冷气的会堂那边献诗荣耀的多了。
And this type of praise is so much more glorious to God compared to us singing comfortably at church.
没有错,诗班穿得很漂亮,站在这里也是荣耀神。
It's true that if you are wearing nice clothes in a choir and you're singing to God, it is glorifying.
不能感谢的时候你还感谢,就是荣耀神。
But being able to glorify and praise God even in these tribulations is even more glorious.
这个就是 试炼的意义.
This is the meaning of trials and tribulations. Satan wants to make you fall.
神要你遇到试炼,要你荣耀他。
And God allows these trials to happen to you so that you can rely on Him.
有一个姐妹,
there was a sister.
她信仰很有体验,
she had many experiences.
因为神一直从小都带领她,
because from young, God had guided her.
她也没有什么很大的苦难,
she didn't face that much big tribulations.
但是不晓得她哪里来的 idea,
and not sure where this idea came from.
就写了一本书,
but she decided to write a book.
你猜她写什么?
And guess what she wrote?
如何克服苦难?
How to overcome tribulation.
哇,里面的文笔啊,内容啊,写得非常好。
And the contents of that book were very good.
感谢神。
Thank God.
里面的道理勉励了很多人。
The contents of that book encouraged many people.
但是他写完之后,他的苦难就来了。
But after she finished writing it, her tribulation came.
其中一个孩子得了很奇怪的病。
One of her children was diagnosed with a very strange illness.
医生怎么医? 检查, 进出医院很多很多次。
And the doctors performed many checkups, and also they went to the hospital multiple times.
都没有办法完全医治这个病。
But they were unable to fully cure this disease.
哇, 她就觉得很苦啊。
And so she felt a very like she was suffering.
那做父母的, 怎么舍得看到自己孩子一直生病啊?
As a parent, how can you bear to see your child continue to be sick?
告诉主耶稣。
And she continued praying, and she continued telling her pain to God.
把这个试炼, 主啊, 受不了了, 快帮助我啊。
And she told God that, please help me, because I can almost not bear it anymore.
但是这个时候,她就把自己从圣经里面学习的道理再看一次。
But at this moment, she took a look again at the teachings that she had learned from the Bible.
没有错, 神如果要我面对,
it's true that if God allows me to face this, then I must have something to learn from.
不是因为我做错什么,
it's not because I've done something wrong.
神要我荣耀他,
but God wants me to glorify
神要我赞美他,
him. God wants me to praise him.
所以他就不再只看重于孩子的这个病。
So she did not only focus on the illness of her child.
我要荣耀神。
She wants to glorify God.
就算孩子生病, 我的孩子也可以荣耀神。
And through my child's illness, I can glorify God.
我自己全家也要荣耀神。
And my whole family will glorify God.
这个就是苦难的意义, 这个试炼的意义啊。
So this is the meaning behind these tribulations.
所以我们看主耶稣怎么说。
So let us look at how Jesus says this.
我们看约翰福音。
Let us turn to John.
第十二章,
John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章的23节,
John chapter 12 verse 23.
约翰福音十二章23节24节,
John chapter 12 verse 23 to 24.
一起读, 一二三,
Let's read together.
耶稣说,
But Jesus answered them, saying, The hour has come that the Son of Man should be
glorified. 我实实在在地告诉你们,
Most assuredly I say to you,
一粒麦子不落在地里，仍旧是一粒。若是死里，就结出许多子粒来。有一次跟一群信徒在分享，在查经，在分享信仰的体验。
One time I was having a Bible study with some members to share my experiences.
主持人叫大家每个人都讲讲信仰遇到试炼吗？有什么试炼？学习到什么？
And the Bible study leader encouraged everyone to share whether or not they have faced
any trials.
And then I realized that every one of them had had many of their own tribulations.
有一些家庭的问题,
some had family problems.
身体问题,
some had health issues.
精神问题,
some had mental issues.
很多各种各样的问题,
and there were different all sorts of different problems.
他们都分享自己的考验,
and they were all sharing about their own issues.
真的是烈火的考验, 有一些真的好像火一样,
and these were all just like a fiery fire, like a fire of tribulation.
在烧啊,
it was burning them.
但是大家要分享,
but everyone shared.
因为主持人也问他嘛, 那如果没有这些考验, 你觉得对的信仰会更好还是更差?
Then the leader of that Bible study asked them, if you did not face these tribulations, would your faith be better or be worse?
大家都说一定会差。
And everyone answered that it definitely would have been worse.
因为人的是需要被考验的。
Because humans need to be tested.
当我们被考验的时候,
and when we are tested,
我们看看主耶稣怎么说啊?
Let's look at how Jesus said.
人子得荣耀的时候到了。
The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified.
主耶稣就是来世上, 就是要面对十字架。
The Lord Jesus came to earth to face the cross.
要死得很难看。
And he had to die a shameful death.
但是在灵里面, 主耶稣是得荣耀, 是荣耀神啊。
But spiritually, Jesus was glorifying God.
因为他荣耀神的时候, 自己也得到荣耀。
Because when he glorified God, he glorified himself.
所以弟兄姐妹, 我们很快啊, 这个世界会变得很快, 我们要有心理的准备。
So, brothers and sisters, the world will change rapidly, and we need to be prepared.
这个世界现在的思想是反对基督教。
The thoughts of this world are currently opposing the Christian values.
基本上所有主流的思想都是跟圣经是相反。
Most of the general and common concepts are against the Christian values.
但是呢, 再发展下去,
but as it continues to develop,
这个社会可能不到一二十年, 就会变成 对基督徒会有具体的抵制跟逼迫的行动。
Soon after, it is very likely that society will start to have these persecuting actions against Christians.
以前基督教是主流, 大部分人认可基督教。
In the past, Christianity was actually the majority of, it was the mainstream faith, and everyone followed this form of faith.
以后呢, 基督教信耶稣的人, 真正虔诚的人会变少数。
But in the future, those who believe or who are Christians will become the minority.
如果你说我不赞同LGBTQ, 你会被逼迫。
If you say you do not approve of LGBTQ, then you will be persecuted.
在美国跟加拿大都有类似的新闻。
In America as well as Canada, there are similar news.
学生在学校辩论, 哦,我不赞同LGBTQ, 我觉得神是创造一男一女。
Where there are students who in school argue that they do not support LGBTQ because in the Bible, God created man and woman.
在加拿大有一个天主教学校。
In Canada, there is a Catholic school.
就是有一次学生在里面debate这个东西。
There is a student who is debating about this.
那学生就说了, 我相信神造两个性别, 就一男一女。
The student said that the God created two genders, one female, one male.
其他的东西都不对了。
And everything else is wrong.
这样子跟学生谈了辩论之后，校长就叫他来校长室了。
And after debating this with the student with their classmates, the student was called to the principal's office.
校长说你不可以有这种言论。
And the principal said you cannot have these types of debates.
你这种言论是不对的。
And your debating is wrong.
学生说这是天主教学校哎，不是我相信圣经吗？
But the student said this is a Catholic school. Aren't we all believing in the Bible?
校长警告他，你不答应，你要答应我，你不可以再。 课堂上讲这种话,
the principal said, you must promise me that you will not continue saying these things.
学生说我没有办法答应你,
and the student said, I cannot promise you this because this is what the Bible says.
那学校就把他 suspend了, 就把他暂停了。
Then the school suspended the student.
这个就是现实。
And this is reality.
这个社会越来越反对神的诫命, 神的话语。
The society becomes further and further into going against the word of God.
我们这个社会变得很快, 很快我们就会遇到很实际的逼迫。
And because society is changing so fast, it is very quick that we will face these very realistic persecutions.
那在其他的国家更不用讲, 现在很多基督徒在全世界各地被逼迫。
And we don't even need to mention some Christians in other countries who are also persecuted.
还有一些教堂被烧掉。
There are some chapels which are burned.
有一些政府不给18岁以下的孩子去教会。
And there are governments which do not allow children under 18 to
那个逼迫已经大逼迫已经那个压力已经慢慢形成了，越来越形成了。
So these persecutions and pressures are starting to rise.
那我们准备好了吗？
And are we prepared?
但是很可惜啊，今天很多信徒没有想到那一天。
But it's a pity that many members do not think about that day.
今天都不用逼迫，很多都已经都不见了。
Today we don't even need to be persecuted, and a lot of us already have left.
很多已经在舒服的生活当中流逝了。
A lot of people have, because of a comfortable life, they have left.
但是有一天大逼迫要来。But
one day a great persecution will come.
是一定会来。And
it will come.
还是会来的时候会来得很快，我们要有心理准备。And
when it comes, it will come fast, and so we need to be prepared.
好，我们看回来刚刚所说的第二章，启示录第二章。Let
us turn back to Revelation chapter 2.
第十节。Verse
10.
第十节下半句说，你们必受患难十日。哇，这里神告诉圣灵告诉他们说，你们会受患难十日啊。The
Holy Spirit tells them you will have tribulation 10 days.
会因为信主被下监牢十天。Because
you believe in the Lord, you will be put into prison for 10 days.
十天的意思是有限度的，不会永远下去的。So
these 10 days represent that this has a limit, so it's not eternal.
有一次我去开国际大会的时候，碰到一位从中国来的长老。
So one time when there was a WDC, I met an elder.
这位长老啊，大概60几岁。And
this elder was around 60 years old.
他告诉我，他年轻的时候啊，在中国有一次被抓到坐牢。And
he shared about how when he was younger, there was one time he was caught in prison in China.
那个时候的比较。 70年代啊，文化大革命左右不久，也是信仰很不自由的这个年代。And
there was a period in the 70s where they had no freedom to openly follow their religion.
教会都不能公开聚会啊，不能这样开灵恩会啊。They
could not have open services just like this one.
他们都是要偷偷的。They
all had to worship secretly.
洗礼的时候呢，也要天黑的时候才可以出去洗。And
for baptisms, they could only wait until nighttime to go baptize.
不可以白天去洗啊，会被抓了。
And if they baptize people openly in the mornings, then they would be captured.
好了，那有一次教会要印了一批赞美诗。And
so one time the church wanted to print a hymn book.
那印完之后要送给信徒。And
after they printed the hymn book, they wanted to give it to the.
但是当时来说不能公开这样给。But
they could not publicly give it out.
偷偷印，偷偷给。
They had to print it secretly and give it secretly.
那他拿着包包在外面走路的时候。
And when they took their bags while they were walking outside,
真的是怕看到警察。
They were afraid of meeting police officers.
好像运毒这样的，怕人家抓。
It was just like they were transporting drugs and they were afraid of.
结果真的被警察拦下来。Oh,
but they were actually caught by the police.
他心里面跑跑跳，怎么办？这就死了。
And they were so scared after being caught.
真的被关到看守所里面一个晚上。
And they were really held and locked up for one night.
他想很多啊。
And he thought.
他想会不会从此出不来
He thought, will I never be able to come out again?
会不会想说我死在里面
Will I die here?
因为中国很多长老在文化大革命的时候被抓起来，一直关。
Because there have been many cases of ministers and elders in China who have been caught and held for a long time.
他就一直祷告。
And so he prayed. He kept praying.
感谢主，隔天他被放出来。
But thank God, the next day he was released.
主耶稣给他的工作还没有做完，所以不可以死在里面。The
task that the Lord Jesus had given to him was not complete yet, so he was able to come out.
所以我们所受的患难是荣耀神，但是也是会有一个时间的，不会太长，不会超过我们所受的。So
the tribulations that we face are for the purpose of glorifying God, but there is also a limit, so it's not forever.
所以我们要怎么办？So
what should we do?
这里说，你务要至死忠心。
Here it says, be faithful until death.
我就是给你那生命的冠冕。
And I will give you the crown of life.
你看又跟荣耀有关系哦。
So this is related to glory.
你连生命都可以不要了。
You can even give up your life.
生命都不可以阻止你对主耶稣的忠心。
Even life cannot stop you from having your loyalty towards God.
这样可以了，通过了。
And in this way, you have passed.
这个就是主要最后赐给你生命的冠冕。
And this is how you will receive the crown of life.
我们最后看彼得前书。Let's
lastly turn to 1 Peter.
这个又跟荣耀有关系啊。So
this is also related to glory.
彼得前书一章的第七节。
1 Peter 1:6.
我们再把 这两节画起来哈。
Let's mark these two.
很重要，一章的第六节。
It's very important.
大声读。
一
二三。因此，你们是大有喜乐。那如今在百般的试炼中，暂时忧愁。第七节，叫你们的信心既被试验，倒比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。哇，圣经的话每一个字都在安慰我们。
So these every word here is comforting us.
当我们被落在百般的试炼当中。
That while we are being tested.
现在我们的考验是一点点的，小菜一盘而已，根本不是什么大试炼。
Now the trials that we are facing are just a little bit.
什么家庭问题、健康问题啦、财务问题啦，那个都是芝麻绿豆了，跟以后要比起来，那个是芝麻绿豆的事情。
For our family issues, our health issues, these are all very small compared to the great tribulation.
彼此因为信耶稣被打，这个算什么？
If you are beaten because you believe in Jesus,
并且充公家产算什么？
What does it count as if we count? How does it compare to having your possessions taken away?
并且要丢在监牢里面坐牢算什么
？How does it compare to being thrown in prison?
并且失去生命这个算什么
？How does it compare to losing your life?
但是我们今天就呱呱叫了。
But today we already complain.
别人对我不好，我就不来教会了。
Someone did something bad to me, so I'm not going to come to church.
我不心里不开心，我就不做圣工了。
My heart is unhappy, so I will not do.
这个你都撑不了，以后怎么撑
？If you cannot even sustain from these, how will you continue?
所以主耶稣要用百般的试炼考验我们。
So that is why God will test us through various trials.
但是考验会让我们变得更宝贵。
But these trials will make us more precious,
让我们可以荣耀神。
So that we can glorify God.
你想到被考验、被熬炼，你就想到我要荣耀神。
So when we are facing these trials, we can think about how we can glorify God.
荣耀神的机会来了。
The opportunity to glorify God has come.
感谢主，哈利路亚。
Thank God, hallelujah.
我在生病当中荣耀神。
We are able to glorify God in our
失败当中我荣耀神。
In our failures, we can glorify God.
被打击，我要荣耀神。
While we are being beaten, we can glorify God.
烈火的试验。
This is the fiery furnace, fiery fire.
是危险，但是也这种机会。
And it's dangerous, but it also contains an opportunity.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
Let us, may God guide us.
我们同心默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
好，我们现在休息啊。
So now we will have a break.
休息。